Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello, and welcome to Visible by Numbers being broadcast on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the internet. And this is your host, Allison, and again, I thank you so much for tuning into my show this evening. I am always happy that you're here. I hope that you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving and are looking forward to the rest of the holidays. I do want to share with you, before I get to my guest, a few upcoming events on my schedule. I will be at the Lodge at Woodlawn in Holly, Pennsylvania, December 26 and 27. I have two seminars on 2011 and the personal year number. I'm also doing readings in Doylestown on the 8th of January and a seminar on the 16th at the Circle of Miracles. You can find that information, how to contact Susan Duvall of Susan Duvall Seminars and sign up for the workshops, and also even get yourself an appointment for a live in-person reading in the Doylestown area from my website, Visible by Numbers. I also am doing a seminar for Vicky Fox Productions on the 19th of January, again, talking about 2011 and what that means for you, your personal year vibration. I'm doing readings for her on the 22nd. So you can contact Vicky Fox at VickyFoxProductions.com. Both links and all that information is on my website, visiblebynumbers.com. And if you get a chance, if you live in the southeastern Pennsylvania area, Maryland, even New Jersey, and get the opportunity to come to the workshops, I absolutely would love to meet you. So check them out. They're on the website. Now, my guest for this evening, I always love to have interesting and new guests. My guest this evening is Sharon Sundine, and she's the founder of Living Roots Connection. She's a visionary teacher, writer, and clairvoyant healer. Now, during her cancer treatment and subsequently a near-death experience 20 years ago, she had a life-altering experience, found herself in the presence of a golden light and a council of master teachers. And that moment forever changed her life and gave her new direction and a new path in life. And that path was to share with others what she experienced and the wisdom and the knowledge that she was shown. And she really has a marvelous website. It's www.livingrootsconnection.com. And I really do encourage you to go to her website and give it a look during the interview. Again, that website is livingrootsconnection.com. You can also find that link on my pages on Visible by Numbers and just kind of link right off on over to her website. Do that during the show, because right now I just really would like to welcome Sharon to the show. Hi, dear. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you, Allison. I'm just delighted to be on your show.
Well, I'm very happy to have you. Now, listen, Sharon, before, you know, I guess we really, what really question that comes up to me is that you had a near-death experience that changed your life. I'm kind of interested, what was your life like prior to this experience?
Well, it was over 20 years ago, and I was in a great deal of compression at the time. I had come out of a long-term relationship feeling betrayed and struggling a bit with how to really give and be of service in the work that I was doing. And so I was doing a lot of searching at the time. And then, like you had mentioned before, I had the diagnosis of cancer. And, boy, that just compressed things even more. So I was really kind of reaching out to the universe and saying, you know, what am I here for? What is there that I have of value to contribute? And then I had my near-death experience. And so that was really a turning point for me in mm-hmm. my life at the time.
And since that time, you have discovered clairvoyant gifts, and you've worked with indigenous people, healers, and also had actually 20 years of experience with your work. And really, in the scheme of things, that's a long time. It's previous to, like, lately there's a lot of people that have become aware and awakened and started doing this kind of work, but 20 years ago, there weren't that many of you out there doing this type of thing. I mean, it must have been a lonely road. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, really.
But, okay, so you have this experience. What happened during your near-death? I'm curious.
Well, I think it's important to note that I had not read a lot about near-death experiences, and so one thing that I learned about mine after the fact is how unique it was in that I was given a choice to come back or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like you had mentioned previously, was in the presence of a council of light beings, master teachers, and some of the same things happened that many people have heard about before with the life review and but there was also a pivotal point there where I chose to come back to be able to be more of service and to experience family love in a deeper way than I had.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when the transmission happened as far as the connection to the work that I describe as the Living Roots connection.
Okay.
And
all right.
Really, the nutshell of that is that it is a work that's about the heart, and as we all know, the heart is just a really, really powerful force. But many of the cultures here don't really teach us how to be in our heart, how to activate that, and how to activate our heart in relationship with everything that's here. So the near-death experience helped me to be able to have a connection with how to spiritualize matter and how to materialize spirit, the heart being the gateway of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I spent several years trying to integrate that and doubting initially what had happened. There were a lot of mystical experiences that happened after the fact that validated for me that something really deep and beautiful had happened. And also, you know, the clairvoyant gifts were opened up much more so than they had been prior to that.
And so when you say your clairvoyant gifts had opened up, obviously clairvoyance is seeing. So what were you seeing?
My clairvoyant gifts or powers of perception have to do with being able to feel inside a person's heart and feel where the blocks are and then intuit what tool to bring in, which is what I call the heart and soul keys, to help people to open that block.
Okay. So what tools are we talking about?
Well, it depends on what's going on with the person.
Okay. Well, just give an example. Take an example of perhaps a client, or maybe just make something up, but say you find somebody with a blockage and you see the blockage and you're intuiting what tool to use. So my question is, okay, pick something, and what type of tool do you use?
Okay, so let's say the person was describing that they had really, really low energy and they were lethargic and they thought they might be depressed, and I start to work with them, and what I'm feeling or what I'm seeing is that the block has to do with their relationship with their personal power.
Okay.
Okay, so that's the gift of perception. That's the clairvoyant piece. And then the tool that might get brought into that, which, again, is different for different people, so it's not always the same tool for the same thing, might be going out and connecting vibrationally with a rock and using that rock to help them to shift perhaps some experience that they might have had when they were younger, that if I was working with a woman, that tied in with her personal relationship to her power as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe there was something that happened earlier in her life. Mm-hmm. It was traumatizing in that regard.
Mm-hmm. So you use tools that are deeply tied to Mother Nature.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. See, I'm just trying to get an example so that our listeners can understand, like, okay, what is, if I have a problem, and what is it that you do, and how is it that you heal, or how is it that you do your work, you know, in words and in language that they can understand. So you have a deep connection to Mother Nature in your work.
True, I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's something, it's a good question asked and how you're asking it, because in our culture, in my experience, we have a pretty foundational acceptance that the physical things that are around us impact us physically and sometimes emotionally. So if someone was having issues with sleep, for example, and their friend said, well, why don't you drink chamomile tea? It's really calming and relaxing. It helped me to relax to sleep. Most people are comfortable with that idea. But we haven't necessarily been taught how to relate to the things that are around us through the heart to be able to hear the wisdom that's there and receive what's there for our healing on an emotional, mental, and spiritual level.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the sort of thing that my work supports.
Okay. So that's your method, that's your gateway, that's your keys, your soul keys as you call them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the way that I was taught, Allison, is that really as a culture, as we awaken to this sort of thing, not just through my work, but through people's personal development and what else they do, is that our awakening to our heart as a culture,
mm-hmm,
will impact the heart of the earth and help to shift things on a planetary level for the health of the planet.
Mm. Perfect. So what, like, I find that every light worker or every person that's out there doing various different modalities of spiritual work have their motivation, the favorite thing that they do with their work, the thing that gives them the most satisfaction in their work. So if I was to ask you that question, what would that be for you? What would be your answer?
Well, there's a couple things. One is that I really, really love being a part of and witnessing people light up to a different way of being in their lives. And that just gives me a lot of joy. The secondary piece is because of the nature of this work, I never quite know what folks are going to come back with. If I'm working with them weekly and they've been sent out to, work with something that's going on with themselves for personal healing, there's always the mystical nature of what happens. And so it's really great fun to have people come back and say, okay, Sharon, I was doing this, and I realized such and such, or I heard this, or I didn't think anything happened, but then a week later, I went back into my boss about the same thing, and instead of feeling all nervous and scared, I felt really grounded and powerful. And so that really gives me a lot of satisfaction.
Okay, so you could see that the wonderful benefits of giving people that kind of guidance and insight and seeing some really positive results. And that's wonderful. Listen, we kind of got a call a little bit early. So I know that we have someone on the line waiting. And of course, I just want to take a moment and say that, I'm very delighted that Sharon is with us this evening. I mean, just myself sitting here and listening to her voice, all of a sudden I'm like totally calm, I'm totally relaxed, I'm chilling. I'm definitely feeling your vibes here, okay? And so I can feel the healer in you on an energetic level. I can just feel it. It feels very warm, very comfortable. And those of you that are listening, of course, you're more than welcome to call into the show with your thoughts, your comments, your questions. And I do believe, Sharon, that you and I had spoken about that you may be doing maybe some mini readings for our listeners, or maybe tuning into them and maybe giving them some insight. Is that correct?
Yeah, anyone that wants to call in, you know, as far as asking me questions, the thing that I don't do, not that I can't, but it's not something that I feel is my work, is I don't do a lot of future-based stuff. So yes and no questions might be difficult, but really having people attuned to what they're feeling blocked with in their lives and or what they'd like to open and expand and develop in a deeper way.
Okay.
And then we can, you know, have the information come through for that, but then also bring some tools forward to help them develop that for themselves.
Okay. So that makes that's perfectly clear to anyone that's listening that that's the work that Sharon does. And so if you're calling into the show, you know, you want to have, you know, given some thought to that about what you feel your blockages are, and then just kind of allow Sharon to work with you. I know that we have a caller, and I'm going to get to you right away, caller, but before I do want to give out the numbers to connect to us. As I said, we do welcome your calls, your thoughts, your comments, and your questions. And you're welcome to call in toll-free at 888-815-9756. You can also call in at 530-413-4510 and 530-413-4522. If you didn't get those numbers, you can always go to the front page of bbsradio.com and look for the numbers for Station 1. We're talking to Sharon Sundine, the founder of Living Roots Connection. And I'm going to check in with my caller. Who's calling, please?
My name is Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl. How are you?
Hi, Cheryl.
I'm all right.
What can we do for you?
I wanted to see if I can get a reading on, like, health and finance, you know, sort of stuff.
You feel you have blockages with your finances?
Finances and health. I just want to see if I can get a general reading.
Sharon, how do you feel about
that? See what you can tell me.
Is your name Cheryl?
Yes.
Okay, Cheryl. So what I'd like you to do is just close your eyes for a moment and focus your energy and awareness in your heart. And I'd like you to tell me a little bit about what you feel has been going on in regard to your finances that you're feeling blocked with. So let's narrow the question down a bit here.
I'm just trying to figure out, you know, I don't know, like what to expect this year, you know, if they're going to be good, if they're going to, you know, if it's just going to be really, really tight, you know, I don't know.
And where do you feel you are just in your life in general, not just relevant to finances, but with your connection with self-confidence?
Paycheck to paycheck right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm just trying to, you know, see if anything is going to look a little bit brighter, you know.
Okay, let me...
So, go ahead, okay. Allison.
Well, let me just jump in here for a minute, Cheryl. Sharon is a healer that works with your blockages, okay? So if you have blockages in with yourself that has to do with your worthiness of abundance or your worthiness of having financial security, that's the arena that she would work in, not so much as telling you your future, not so much as telling you, you know, when things are going to get better, but more or less helping you to change that part of you that is actually creating blockages to your abundance. Do you understand, Cheryl?
Yeah, but I don't know what's causing the blockage, so...
Okay, well, let her work with it.
Okay,
let her work with it.
Let me just give you a straight read here, Cheryl, without having a lot of background and information about what's been hard for you and what's been creating struggle with you in your life. And I'll just kind of shoot right to the tool here, okay? On my website that Allison mentioned, if you go into the Gifts and Services page, there's a a two-page PDF. It's an exploration that I call Greeting Your Day. And that is a way to attune yourself to the vitality of the earth and a way for you to gain some insight into where you're blocked. And I do have a sense with you that your overall vitality is not at its most sparkling, not as vibrant as it could be. And so working with that process will help you to be able to open your physical body and your mind and your spirit to vitalize those parts of yourself in a different way so that you can draw more prosperity into your life.
Okay, Cheryl. Okay. Cheryl, so what you want to do is you want to go to livingrootsconnection.com. And when you arrive in the homepage, there is a link that says Gifts and Services, I believe, Sharon. Is that correct?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And there is a PDF file that you really want to read that and start using that. Because, you know, we can tell you, or a psychic or a medium or someone could tell you, okay, the money looks a little bit better next August. But until you start working on the root cause of the lack of abundance in your life, really, it's a mute point of telling you when the money is going to come in. You can create a river of abundance flowing to you by just shifting some things within you. And so that's really what this is all about. So I just want to just once again say livingrootsconnection.com, and you want to go to the gift services page, okay?
And Allison,
okay.
I'd like to tag on that a bit, because I think what you just touched into is really, really important. Because what happens with so many people is they'll hear a teacher and they'll hear something that touches them really, really deeply, a philosophy or a spiritual teaching or an idea that they like and that they really would like to live in their lives or embody in a different depth. But they struggle with how to activate that, how to really bring that alive, and how to start to live that because of their personal blocks.
Sure.
So what feels like it could be elevating to them is difficult for them to actuate. And that's really what my work is about. Not so much telling people what's going to happen, but helping people to connect with the next step on opening their relationship with their spirit and their heart and how to bring that alive.
Right. Right. And so, not only for our caller, and I thank you so much for calling in, caller, but also for everyone that's listening, you know, this PDF file, Greeting Our Day, on Sharon's website, is really, I don't care, it's a very positive, certainly a very, the type of information, something that if you practice on a daily basis would just be beneficial almost for every aspect of your life. So, I just can't direct people there enough, you know, to take a look at that file, and I think that that's really kind of where we're directing you. Okay, Cheryl? So thank you for calling, sweetie.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Okay. All right, I'm not sure if she hung up.
Maybe she went to get the PDF file.
Hopefully.
The Greeting Your Day process.
She's on it already. Okay. But this is, you know, quite often with our callers, And I do, I'm not gonna, I apologize somewhat in advance to you, Sharon, because we do have a lot of psychics and mediums,
yep,
that give the instant gratification, okay? Your
mm-hmm.
finances are going to be better in 6 months, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what we have, what Sharon is a different type of spiritual teacher, a healer, to help you to look at your blockages. And so when we're talking about blockages, we're talking about like maybe someone who doesn't feel worthy of love, who has constant relationships with people that they're just, you know, more destructive relationships than satisfying relationships. It certainly could have to do with abundance, of not feeling worthy of success or not feeling worthy of abundance, or sometimes it could be emotional, depression, anxiety, stress. So many different things that as human beings, as we go through life, these are various different challenges that we face. And Sharon is a healer. And so to stress again, at least in my perception, and I'm sure that my words but I'm trying to make it so that our listeners understand. I'm sure my words don't do justice to your work, but Sharon looks at you and the root cause of what your problem is and then gives you tools and to help you to heal the root cause. And so this is a different type of what my listeners are used to. So let's see. Let's take this next caller and see how it goes. So who's calling, please? Hi, Jeanette. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What can we do for you?
Well, I've been really enjoying the show, and I just have just kind of a question here. I'm not sure how to word it for Sharon.
Perfect.
But well, I guess, you know, people choose different areas of their life that they want to work on, and I guess for me, I would just say that my life seems to be accelerating at a very quick rate, and so basically in the last year what I've been doing is simplifying everything, because I feel that with all the responsibilities I had been completely overwhelmed, and one of the areas that is important to me is to be able to be open to having a soulmate and someone who's going to be healthy for me. And I'm not necessarily looking around and that kind of thing, but I'm wondering what I can do myself personally to attract the right type of person, because honestly, I never have.
Okay. That's very well put.
Okay.
All righty. Jeanette, can you hear me?
Yes.
All righty. So let's open this up a little bit. So you said that you're looking for a soulmate type of relationship, and that historically you haven't really drawn people to you that have been good for you.
Right.
Right? Okay.
Yes.
So I'd like you to kind of scan and sit with the dynamics that you've had in your life. And it seems to me that one of the things that's contributed to drawing people that aren't really good for you, is that you haven't really held your ground with being yourself, but also standing up for yourself. And I don't mean in a mean, bossy way, but I mean in a self-honoring way. So honoring who you are, showing who you are to the person, and then asking them, I guess, allowing and drawing from them what resonates with that as far as how they're treating you. So give me a little bit of feedback before we move into the tool piece.
Well, I agree with you, and I think that I've started to read some books on the subject, because it seems like men are a whole different breed. And they respond not logically to women. So I've read some interesting books about that, and it's true. Definitely, I think it's important to honor ourselves as women. And but on the other hand, it seems as though what's important is to really be able to be okay with myself, because otherwise the men that come into my life that I have to basically reject constantly are not even close to what I'm looking for.
Yeah, I'd heard the saying before, Jeanette, that you can't draw a soulmate unless you're being authentically who you are. And the part of being authentically who you are is knowing who you are, liking who you are, and being really clear about who you are. So let me give you a tool to work with, because I have a sense that you have a lot of energy and your mind is really quick, and when you start to share, it seems like you go from thing to thing to thing to thing. Do you know what I mean by that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this tool is going to help you to draw a different focus and ground with the things that we're talking about. And okay. So what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to go out into nature and go to a park or some sort of area where they have a lot of trees. And you're going to find a tree to help you to attune to your focus and your connection to yourself in a focused, clear way, in the way that we just talked about, where you know yourself and you like yourself. Okay, so what you're going to do then is put your left hand on the tree, and let's say there's a grove of 10 trees. Put your left hand on the tree and ask the tree, will you help me with understanding myself and being focused with sharing who I am? Or clear is another way to say a word instead of focus. Now, people get things in different ways. So you might perceive that the tree is agreeable to that by feeling comfort. You might feel energy up your arm. You might just have a knowing. Some people are auditory. And you're going to go from tree to tree until you feel that there's a tree that's open to working with you on that. And then when you feel that, I'd like you to run your fingers through your hair and get a little piece of hair and put that at the base of the tree. Now, trees don't need our hair, so it sounds a little bit odd. But what this is it's a way to symbolically show that you honor that you're asking for a medicine. You're asking for something sacred to be given to you. And then you're going to stand up against that tree and with a grounding breath, which I have a sense that you know how to do, because we're on a radio show, so we're not going to take too much time here, but work with your grounding breath, and as you're working with that through your body, you're going to feel your back start to melt into the trunk of the tree, and then opening your mind, and then just see what starts to come in. Now, the thing with this exploration, Jeanette, is it's like any other soul key that we work with, which is that we don't know where the answer is going to come from. We don't know if you're going to have a huge wave of energy into your heart, and it's going to open your heart in a different way and clear something out. We don't know if you're going to hear a single word, and that word is somehow a key to what we're speaking about. And that's the mystical part of it, because that wisdom comes from the universe, so to speak, and is a gift that's specific to you. But what I will tell you is to pay attention to pattern. And so by pattern, I mean, let's say you walked out and you just couldn't decide on which tree. There might be something there with how you make decisions. Or let's say you're with a tree and you realize that you're thinking about your to-do list the entire time you're working with a tree, then there might be something there that's a block for you with your relationship with your mind. So it will give you the next step. So was that helpful?
Very helpful.
All right. Well, Jeanette, you're going to have to let me know how that goes for you.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You know, I like the idea, I have to say, about working with trees, because when I was little, I came from somewhat of a dysfunctional family, and we had this fabulous maple tree across the street that had boughs in just the right position that a little 8-year-old could scoot up the tree, and there was this beautiful seated position somewhere midway in the tree. Mm. And so whenever things got somewhat disconcerting at home, I would cross the street and climb in my tree, and it almost felt like the tree was speaking and talking to me and comforting me and holding me, and kind of like, you know, I would hang out with the tree until I felt it was time to go home. So I've always had this affinity for trees. So when you're speaking about that, I thought, well, you know, now that I'm grown, I really haven't had a really good conversation with a tree in a long time. So it was all making complete and total sense to me.
I like trees, too. And I also, you know, the other thing is a lot of what's out there for healing of the heart and the mind and the spirit is really isolating. It can be introspective. It can be informative. It can be transformative. But it's not necessarily expanding our connection to everything that's all around us that's here for our healing.
Mm-hmm.
And
sure.
So even as you're talking about your relationship with the tree, Allison, it's like you got a great deal of comfort out there.
Sure.
Probably on a lot of levels.
Sure, sure. Well, I honestly, as I said, I went from trees to rocks. And plants and bugs and okay, I've gotten quite strange in my latter years, I have to say. Anyhow, all right. So I do think though, again, I do believe that we have another caller. But before we take my next caller, I just want to tell our listeners that we're talking to Sharon Sundine. She is the founder of Living Roots Connection. She's a teacher, a writer, and a clairvoyant healer. And we're kind of picking her brains here and letting her work on our blocks and kind of giving us some direction on and different keys to help us to open ourselves up. So, again, the numbers to call in are 888-815-9756, 530-413-4510, 530-413-4522. And I do think that we do have another caller on the line, so let me just check who's calling.
Stacey.
Hi, Stacey. How are you?
Hi, Stacey.
Hi. I'm doing fine. Thank you. How are you?
Good. What can we do for you?
Well, I'd like a numerology reading, please.
Somebody knows you, Allison.
Well, you know, I'm just going to apologize all over the ballpark to Sharon. Stacey, darling, I would love to do a numerology reading for you. However, this show is kind of Sharon's night. I tell you what, dear, why don't you grab my email address right off of my pages there. Email me your phone number and your name on your birth certificate and your date of birth, and I'll give you a buzz tomorrow. I'll give you a personal, in-person telephone call reading, okay?
Oh, okay. What is your – and I'll just – okay. I'll email you and with that information and
sure.
You can give me a call back.
Give you a buzz. Yeah, you just hit.
And we'll do
it
then. I actually have a question for your friend then as well. Excuse me. I suffer from an autoimmune disorder, and have recently had some transplants, and am currently pretty much living in a vacuum. Is there any advice she could give me?
So describe what you mean a bit more about vacuum. You mean you're isolated or that you're in enclosures, or what's your vacuum that you're describing?
My immune system is compromised. What happened is I have Crohn's disease, and I had to have a transplant of part of my intestine. The rejection medication they gave me pretty much destroyed my immune system, and so I'm pretty much living in isolation.
Okay, and are you able to go outside at all?
I can. I do have to wear a mask and gloves and make sure that I stay very far away from most people.
Okay. So you're looking for what would help you to feel more vital and bring some healing in then?
Yes.
Okay. So a couple things are coming through. All right. So let's go back to the greeting your day process, and let me go into that a little bit more in depth with you. Did you hear when I was speaking with the other caller about that and the connection with vitality? Were you in on that?
As far as the trees were concerned?
Yes. No, it was the other caller. So let me just begin from the beginning then. So there's an exploration that I call greeting your day, and I think that would be really, really helpful for you with giving you a different connection to source and energy from the earth. And let me start with a different example to try to explain this to you. So if we were looking at a tree and we said, wow, nice tree. That would be one level of connection. If we turned around on a different day and we said, nice tree, wow, that tree is really beautiful, and we connected in that way, it would be a different depth, wouldn't it? And then if we went up to the tree and we started to work with it like I did with the last caller, that opens our relationship with that tree for developing our consciousness and giving us the potential of healing. So it's not just what's out there, it's how you relate to it. So every morning we have this gift all around us with the vitality coming up. Think about what happens in the spring. What's happening in the spring is, you know how the smells of the earth change and there's a freshness and the energy is starting to move up into the plants and they're flowering and they're making leaves. That happens each day in the morning. But most of us don't know how to open ourselves to receive that gift of energy. So if you simply step outside in the beginning of your day and quiet yourself in your body, so bundle up warm and have your mask on or whatever you need to do, and connect in with the energy of your heart. And this is before you get on your computer or watch TV or this or that. So you're in the very beginning of your day and connecting in with your heart with the feeling of gratitude for the gift of your life and the experiences of your day. And then you're going to exhale your breath down through your body, just like a river flowing down through your body, down through your legs and out your feet, and imagining your essence starting to blend with the energy of the earth. And then inhaling and receiving the gift of that early morning energy up into your body with the inhaling breath and receiving that. So on a real fine-tuned, vibrational, esoteric, woo-woo level, that's going to give you a different vitality.
So
that was just one piece for you. Another piece is to attune to what you're eating. And do you cook?
I do cook, and I'm actually I'm on a very, you know, very, very limited diet. So, and I do follow that very carefully. So, and I am actually fairly in tune with the earth, and I do, like the other lady, I mean, I feel energy from trees, and I feel energy from the earth, and I do try and draw upon that. I was just kind of hoping that there might be something else out there that I could be doing that I'm not.
Well, as a part of that process, when you work with that greeting your day, it's also going to give you information about where the blocks are, like the rocks in the river. The rocks in the river block the flow of water, don't they? So you might be out there and realize something about your relationship with your feelings and grief, or some sort of next step that gives you information about what to follow to open the flow for yourself on another level.
Okay. I actually think I already know what you're talking about.
Right. So, and I'd like to interject.
Thank you for
that. I'd like to interject for just one moment.
I already know what the block is, and I will be working on that.
Okay. Let Allison, the host, hello. I'm just
hello, Allison.
Yeah, me. Okay. You know, the conscious decision on a daily basis, whether it's the greeting of the day before you start your day, which they, all the spiritual great teachers always point to that time of the day for meditation, prayer, setting an intention. And if you consciously take time out of your schedule to work on that, whether, you know, using the technique that Sharon shared with you or meditation or connecting to Mother Earth, you know, a lot of people say, yeah, I do that once in a while, or yeah, I kind of resonate to that, but do they actually do it on a daily basis? And it's interesting to me with so many medical problems that people have, and they're more than willing to take a pill or have a procedure or whatever the case may be, you know, to get healthy, but meditation itself on so many different levels really is, mm-hmm. is a true medication to stay healthy or even to heal yourself once you're not well. So I would just,
right.
if I could interject anything, it would say, okay, consciously take the time out of your schedule in the morning to attend to your health and almost look at it as medicinally, like it's very healing for you.
I absolutely do. My grandfather is actually two eagle feathers. He is a shaman of the Cherokee Nation in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. So I have been taught from a very young age to make sure that I take a minimum of 2 hours out of my day to connect with the planet I live on. I was just wondering if there was something, other advice that you could offer that, you know, I feel very out of tune at the moment, and I thought maybe there was something you could help me with.
Okay.
So I'll just, I think that I know what the block is, so I will continue to try and get through that.
All right. All right, well, thank you so much for calling.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Okay, I'm not certain if I heard another beep or not, so I'm just going to check. Do we have another caller? Hello? Okay, maybe I did not hear another beep, and that's just as well. Because you know what we have is we have about
Hello?
5 minutes left. Oh, no, I guess we do. All right. Who's calling?
Hi.
Who's calling?
This is Casey in New York.
Hi, Casey.
Hi, Casey.
How are you?
I just want to tell Sharon.
I'm a fan of yours, and we have emails. Anyway, I love your show, and do have a question for your guest, Sharon. I feel frustrated in my quest to heal myself physically, emotionally, all that stuff, and be able to ascend. And anyway, I was wondering what you see as and how to move past whatever is blocking me. Any advice you might have
okay.
or what
and
you
Sharon,
see.
Okay, mm-hmm. Sharon, before
Thank
you begin,
you.
Sharon,
right.
before you begin, I'm just giving you word that we have 4 minutes left on the show, okay? So whatever you say,
so cut to the chase.
So cut to the chase.
Ooh,
okay.
Okay,
so really briefly then, what are the dynamics going on in your personal relationships that deal with boundaries and conflictual energy?
Uh-oh.
You with me?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Oh, the hearing. Let me switch phones here.
Can you hear me?
I think she said
I'm so sorry. I tried it. I didn't hear it. I kind of was blacking
Sharon.
In and out, so I just picked
so
up my phone.
My question for you, Casey, is are there dynamics going on in your life with relationships that deal with boundary issues and conflictual energy?
Now or from the past?
Well, just whatever comes up for
you. I didn't think I was having that now, but I probably have damage from the past.
Okay, because there's a feeling sense in your body, I perceive something kind of on the back of the heart, and it
uh-huh.
feels like an energy that has caused you to guard your heart and protect yourself. And so I think working with developing your heart energy with things that are safe around you, we don't have a lot of time here, so I don't feel like I could start to move into that too much. But that would be where I would begin with you.
You mean like the heart chakra?
The heart chakra, yeah. And
opening things that would open up the heart chakra, that kind of stuff?
Right. So it would help to strengthen your heart. Because the feeling sense of this other energy is things coming in behind that have been not kind to you and hurtful
mm-hmm.
to you, and it's caused some shutting down of your heart. So, Allison, that's not the way that I normally do the work, but
yeah.
you gave me a time limit. So
yeah, I know, and I really kind of apologize to Casey. But, you know, perhaps what you might want Casey to do is email you at your website.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah, and so, Casey, unfortunately, the show is only so long, and you've got your last call. But go to livingrootsconnections.com. And there's contact info. And what you can do is email Sharon, remind her that you called into the show, and she'd be happy to follow up and give you something to do or an action to take that would help you with this.
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
So you email her, and she'll follow up with you, I promise, okay?
I'll look forward to hearing from you, Casey.
I'm just so sorry
to cut
you off.
Thank you so much, both of you.
All right, honey. And I really do apologize to you. Poor Sharon. I put her on the spot, and I say, okay, like what, Mark, our listeners love to call in, and can you do your thing with our callers? And what you do is somewhat, you do work with clients, not on an hour session, but you work with them on a weekly basis, and
mm-hmm.
you do several sessions. I don't know, you know, it could be 5, it could be 15, depending on the client, to help them. You know, that's how you work with them. And so to put it in context in 5 minutes really was terribly unfair. I do apologize, Sharon. And unfortunately,
well, I'm really open to receiving her communication, so that'll
sure,
be great.
Sure, I know you were, because I know your heart. And I can honestly say to all of our listeners that there's a tremendous amount of love and caring and wisdom that just emanates from Sharon. And so, again, I just want to direct you all to livingrootsconnection.com and read her website. And, you know, perhaps you might want to follow up with her and work with her on a much more intensive and much more deeper level than the 5 minutes that we can provide on our show. And, Sharon, I'm so sorry, but we're out of time. So,
well, I've had great fun, Allison. Thank you so much for having me. And I'll look forward to any connection that people want to make out there with me.
All right, sweetie. Well, thank you so much for coming on to this show. And maybe we'll get you on again and do one reading for an hour.
There you go. Let's go deep, huh?
We'll heal one person at a time, okay?
Yeah.
All right. So anyhow, thank you, Sharon. And again, her website is livingrootsconnection.com. All right, everyone. So that's our show for this evening. Next week, I have Lois Martin on the show. She's been on the show before. She's really a wonderful numerologist. We're going to talk numerology, and we're going to talk 2011. We're going to talk the vibration of the numbers. I know a lot of you out there love numerology, and I love Lois, so I'm really excited to have her come on to the show. So that'll be next week, same time. And so y'all have a wonderful week, and as always, I'm wishing you abundant blessings. So good night, everyone, and thanks for listening.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.